From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can send us an email with your question or answer as well to anything@kera.org. Or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Starting off today, we have, where do we start today? From Kevin and Addison, who writes to anything@kera.org. He says, polished pebbles for landscaping use are available in bags at some hardware stores for 50 cents a pound, but is there a way to get 600 pounds of them cheaper than that? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. We got an email from Victor in Plano who says, I read a cartoon book decades ago and it had some adventures sailing on the sea. The adventurers were swallowed by a big fish, maybe a whale, and in the side of the inside of the whale, they lit a campfire, and the smoke caused the whale to cough them out. What book is this? Victor says it was not one of the Tintin books. Does anybody know what comic book it was? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Corey emailed and says, I wonder where I could find a ceramic beckoning cat like they have decorating most sushi places. Does anybody know where to find one of those? I'm assuming Corey's looking for one of the larger beckoning cat sculptures. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. And this is from Daniel, who says, my wedding is coming up, and I'm getting down to the wire, and I'd need some recommendations for a straight razor shave in Dallas. And Daniel says, I know all about the art of shaving, but their shaving guru will be out of town on the day of my wedding. Does anybody know where else in Dallas to get a straight razor shave for Daniel for his wedding? Which I'm assuming, he doesn't say when it is, but it sounds like it's coming up pretty short, pretty shortly. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Julie sent me a tweet and says, KZ's Gourmet, K-A-Z-Y apostrophe S, can outfit a sushi place from front to back. So there's one suggestion for, I believe, the beckoning cat sculpture. Let's go to the phones and start off today at 800-933-5372 with Tyler in Dallas. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I big fan of the show.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
All right, so I'm in Allen, Texas, and I'm looking for a place to take French lessons somewhere in the Allen or Dallas area this summer.
Okay, well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Let's go next on the phone to Drew in Grapevine. Hello, Drew.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I have an answer about the the email that was looking for rocks.
Yeah.
There's a couple of quarries around Dallas. I don't know if it'd be a quarry, but I know there's like Big City or Big Dallas Concrete in Dallas, and then there's in Louisville and Plano. They sell rocks and earth, like dirt and sand by the pound. So you probably get a bucket, probably like $20 or $30.
Yeah, if you pick it up yourself, too.
Yeah, you got to pick it up yourself, but they have a Bobcat that'll come and dump a bucket in your truck if you have it. Nope. I think I got a bucket of crushed concrete for like $20 or $30. So it's significantly cheaper than Home Depot.
I think the one rub might be, he sounds like he's looking for sort of polished river stones, but we'll see. Well, but that's a good lead. So thanks for calling, Drew.
No problem, and have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. That's where Mike reached out to us. And Mike says, regarding the listener last week, I think it was last week, who asked about someone to build an electric bike from supplied plans, Mike says there's a small and very well-respected custom bicycle frame shop located right here in Dallas. Southwest Frameworks is what it's called. He says it's been around since the 80s. They mainly build road bike frames, and if they can't build what he's looking for, they may be able to direct him to guide him in the right direction. He says their website is southwestframeworks.com. He says I know they're still in business, even if their website hasn't been updated for a while. So there's a lead on that. I also got a lead on a question last week about a competitive running club in Fort Worth. Someone was looking for a competitive running club in Fort Worth. And Ryan says there is a running club that meets every Saturday morning in Fort Worth called The Running Family. Ryan says, I've been running with them for a couple of years. Everybody there is great. They have every level of runner. The whole group has a great attitude. He says they don't always start at the same location, but they often meet in the Blue Mesa parking lot on University at 6 a.m. Saturdays. He says Luke's Locker and Fort Worth Running Company also have running clubs as well. He says, I don't know if those count as competitive. Hopefully this will help. Ryan, thanks so much for that email. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. You can call us, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey there.
I had an answer for your polished stone.
Okay.
There's A&A Sand and Stone on Miller Road in Garland that sells river rock and pea gravel and all that in bulk, way cheaper than you can get it from your hardware stores.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372 is also where we find Tom in Arlington. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Hey there. Go ahead.
Jeff, I'm trying to locate the internet connection for, it's Ask John or Ask, I can't remember what the first name is, and he's a motivational and inspirational speaker sponsor. Mm-hmm. And it's on the internet. And either I saw it on KERA-TV or one of the news programs. And he takes these people with expert knowledge in certain things, and he gives them a chance to speak, and he sponsors it. Hmm. If anybody knows how I can reach the internet to listen to him, I would appreciate it.
All right. Well, Tom, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Zach tweeted me and says, check out Rye 51, R-Y-E, Rye 51 in Uptown for a straight shave. Zach says, Lily Benitez is a master barber and works there on Thursdays. So there's a lead for the straight razor shave. We got a couple of these, actually. Email from, this is from someone who says, this is from Jennifer, who says, Colwell and Son has a grooming room on Hillcrest by SMU, and they have a straight razor shave. So there is a lead. And Michelle emailed us, anything at kera.org, recommends Brass Tacks Barbers in the Bishop Arts District. So, three leads there, Rye 51, Colwell & Son, and Brass Tacks Barbers. Let's get one on the phone, too, from John in Richardson. Hello, John.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
Great. Well, I just wanted to pass along, there's a barber shop in the Richardson Heights Shopping Center right at 75 and Beltline. It's called Huey's, mm-hmm. H-U-E-Y apostrophe S, and I've seen them do a straight razor shave before.
Great. Hey, John, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Jeff.
All
bye-bye.
Right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to David calling from Plano. Hello, David.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well.
You had a caller or someone asking about the story where they built a campfire inside the whale.
Yeah.
That's from the Disney movie Pinocchio, which is based upon an older story by some Italian writer. And probably what the caller said was that what they were looking, they were talking about a book. Mm-hmm. And so probably it's either the original book or it is some, you know, a mass-produced book based upon the Disney Pinocchio movie.
Very good. Hey, mystery solved. Thanks, David.
You bet.
All right. Bye. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see, Fran responded to the French lessons question. Recommends Alliance Francaise on Royal at Central Expressway for French lessons this summer. Alliance Francaise. So there is a recommendation there. We also got, an email from, this is from Kevin in Rowlett, who emailed us at anything at KERA.org. This is a question we actually asked last week too, and I think we did get an answer on this somewhere in the inbox. There's probably an answer on this about getting a tabla repaired, replacing the skin of the drum. And I know we answered it last week. So if you go, Kevin, if you go to the podcast for last week and listen through there, I'm pretty confident we got we got an answer on that. 800-933-5372. Maybe somebody remembers what answer we got last week. Give us a call. Let's go next on the phone at 800-933-5372 and talk to Nita in Dallas. Hello, Nita.
Hi, Jeff. I'm actually in the Denton area.
Oh, okay.
But I am looking for, like, a shop that makes kind of custom piñatas for, like, a kid's party.
In the Denton area.
Denton, I mean, I'll go to, like, Arlington, Grand Prairie, but I guess I don't want to go, like, South Dallas or anything like that. But
what custom piñata are you looking for?
Well, kind of specifically, my daughter's turning one, and I want, like, a number one, like, colorful number one.
Okay.
So I don't want, like, the princess, or I don't want, like, a, you know, the character. She's not into any of
right.
that yet. So.
Well, we'll see. Maybe somebody will know where to find, you know, a number one piñata.
Yeah.
Too.
Perfect.
So you don't have to get a custom one made, but we'll see. We'll see if we get a lead for you. We got two more segments of show, so.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so
Chances
much,
are good. You bet. Up next, 800-933-5372 is David in Plano. Hello, David.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
I am looking for a conversion device, like a wire, or if it requires a device for my Android cell phone and transferring it from the mini USB that all Android phones do into the Apple plug that, like, iPhones, iPods use. For listening to music in your car, just various things that I can use because I own both a MacBook and a Windows computer, but my phone is only a Galaxy S4. So I'm trying to convert my music there for my phone there because I have a plug, but it is only for iPod.
So the plug in your car, the hardware plug, actually, it's not an eighth-inch stereo plug. It's an actual iPhone or an Apple modified USB. Is that what it is? Or
because is that correct?
Okay, it's just for Apple. It's not just a generic USB that your car can handle any kind of operating system through.
Right. My car is too old. It doesn't have one of the audio plugs, typical 3.5 there. And I wanted to know if there's any sort of device with a wire that can convert it from an Apple to mini USB for Android.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Right. Thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's see. Email. Always open, of course. Aaron emailed us and says, Aaron in Arlington says, I was listening to KERA earlier this week and I heard on Think that if you let sourdough bread ferment for at least 16 hours, it breaks down more gluten and also allows for slower absorption of the sugar and carbs into the bloodstream. Is there a bakery in the DFW area, preferably in Arlington, that would be willing to make or has a sourdough that is like that? Anybody have any leads for a slow fermented sourdough in Arlington for Aaron? Let's see. One more shave recommendation. Denise says the Shave Bar, which is catty corner from the Kroger on Frankfort, just east of the tollway, is a suggestion. And Denise is looking for an independent seafood restaurant in the Fort Worth area or Hewlin area, looking for some great chef-crafted recipes, not the typical fried or broiled stuff you typically get at chain seafood restaurants. Well, it is anything you ever wanted to know on KERA, and our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Whatever you do, stay with us because we'll be back in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Up next on the phones, let's talk to Alan calling from Denton. Hello, Alan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm interested in a course to learn New Testament Greek in really in the Metroplex area, not necessarily just in Denton.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a tip for you.
Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Colette in Corsicana. Hello, Colette.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So I'm living in a place that's not very doesn't have a lot of sushi options. So I'm trying to find a place or person who would teach me how to make sushi on my own, preferably south of Dallas in the Duncanville, Waxahachie area.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, we'll see if we get a lead for you. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Scott tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and Scott says, USB to Apple 30-pin converters will only allow charging, not music output. He says Apple has proprietary tech in their cables, sadly. So not a good answer for our listener who wants to use his phone. But I don't understand. It seems like, and this is what I wasn't clear on, the car, we're just talking about between the phone and the car, right? The car should be universal, right? The hardware, the plug in the car that connects to the auxiliary input, unless that car was specifically designed to work with Apple devices, and maybe that's the case. That very well, it sounds like maybe that was the case. It just doesn't make sense. It seems like your cable and your phone would just plug into whatever plug the car provides. But hey, you know, that's why I just talk into the mic when the light comes on and push the button over here to get you guys on the phone. We got an email from Doug, anything at kera.org. Doug says several places allow or provide landscaping stones, but two good ones, according to Doug, are Rock Materials in Coppell or WizQ Stone in Arlington, and both will deliver 600 pounds, I guess, of polished stones in a bulk bag. So there's that. Cameron emailed us and says, try Pinata City on Clarendon in Dallas. That's in the Oak Cliff area. Let's see. Julie in Bedford says there's a place in Keller that makes custom pinatas. It's called Out of This World, and it's on Bear Creek Parkway in Keller. outofthisworld.etsy.com. So there's a lead for the custom pinata. And let's see, we got Mara says Amazon sells number pinatas, and there is a custom shop, A&E Party Solutions in Mesquite, and another called the Dallas Pinata Factory in Dallas. But it sounds like Amazon might be able to give you a lead for custom pinatas. 800-933-5372. Oh, one more email on this from Jacqueline, who says, make it yourself kits are available online at partycity.com for make it yourself pinatas. So there's one more lead on that. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Tracy in Dallas. Hello, Tracy.
Hi. I had a response for the person looking for French lessons.
Yeah.
There's also Dallas International School. They do language lessons for children and adults, and French is their specialty. They're on Preston, well, off of Preston Road and Churchill Way.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Jeremy calling from Plano. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi.
Hey there.
My question is, I was wondering if there is a physician anywhere in the North Texas area who is willing to administer a BCG vaccine for tuberculosis. This vaccine is on the World Health Organization's list of essential vaccines, but the FDA here I don't know if they don't approve it or they don't recommend it or what, but I can't seem to find a physician that's willing to administer this vaccine.
What does BCG mean?
It's Bacillus Guarin something or other.
Gotcha.
I can't remember. I think Calmette.
Okay.
Bacillus Guarin Calmette vaccine, and it's typically given for tuberculosis.
Uh-huh. Okay.
As a vaccine.
No, I got you. We'll see if somebody has a lead for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Jeff in Dallas. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm looking for a place or a person to take banjo lessons with in the Dallas Metroplex area. I've been playing guitar my whole life, but I recently purchased a banjo, and I'm having a little trouble translating my skills to it. Hmm. So I am looking to take lessons, and hopefully someone can help me out.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a lead for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. So we got this from Angel, who says, in high school, I read a book that was written in the format of a journal. There was a lot of great artwork throughout the book, and the story revolves around a troubled young man who is told by his therapist to keep this journal. He gets a part-time job at a nightclub that is run by a vampire. Does anybody know or remember this book for Angel? Well, send us an email, anything at kera.org, or call us at 800-933-5372. Let's see. Dima wants to know, is there a kosher barbecue restaurant or a barbecue restaurant that keeps their meats separated, not placing pork on the same surface as other meats, preferably in Frisco, Plano, or the Allen area? Anybody have a lead on that for Dima? Let's see. We got an email from Salona, who says, Collin College, both in its regular course options as well as their continuing ed programs, offers French lessons. So, and summer classes, Salona says, are starting very soon. So there is a lead on French lessons, another lead on French lessons. And I think our listener was up in Collin County who was looking for the French lessons for the summer. So there's another possibility. And here's one more. On the iPod, iPhone car connection issue, Porter says the caller didn't specify whether he has the old-style dock connection or the new-style lightning connection. Porter says, I have a dock connection to my car audio system, and there is a Bluetooth adapter that I got for this very reason from Amazon. I can pair my phone with it, and it will play music through that. So that's probably, because this is, our listener did say that it was an older car. So I would imagine it is the old-style dock connection. That makes sense. So, Porter, you may have just solved the issue. And one more email from Amanda who says, you can find the large Maneki Neko, or beckoning cat, at many of the large Asian markets, like Super H Mart. Amanda says there's also an Asian mall in Richardson called Cali Saigon Mall that has a home decoration store which has the cats. And it's at Jupiter and Beltline. So a couple of leads on the beckoning cats. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Up next is Jerry in Fort Worth. Hello, Jerry.
Hi. Hey there. Actually, Carrie.
Oh, hey, Carrie.
Jerry's close enough. Yeah, I was just calling to give a answer, possible answer anyway, to the gentleman who was wanting to know about the motivational speakers that were gathered in on various subjects, and he'd heard them on the radio occasionally.
Yeah.
My guess is that he may have stumbled onto TED Talks.
Oh, that's very possible.
You know, they have wonderful speakers. They're often motivational, certainly interesting, fascinating. And he mentioned KERA as a possibility, and certainly they are on KERA occasionally. So anyway, TED Talks.
That's a good point. I thought that he was talking about a television show, and I don't think we're running a TED-based show. But you know what? You might absolutely be right. And TED Talks are, I mean, if you type in TE, it's going to, on your search engine, it's going to probably fill in the D and the talks part for you because they're ubiquitous. So that's a really great lead, Carrie. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Michelle in Burleson. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling about the pinata question that was earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to let whoever know that I know that on Camp Bowie in Fort Worth, the Party Warehouse, that they have the ones that are just numbers. So
Very
I would think
good.
That the other Party Warehouses probably do, too, if that's not convenient.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you.
Up next, 800-933-5372, is George in Waxahachie. Hello, George.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Good, good. For the gentleman in Corsicana who was talking about sushi places, there is a buffet restaurant that's across the street from Navarro College that he can try. There's also the Asian buffet on Highway 77 in Waxahachie that, you know, does have a decent sushi display there. So there's two options for him to go to.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Right. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. D wants to know about a movie back in the early 70s, maybe mid-70s, about a space lab biodome with human crew members and three robots as the main characters. One of the robots was a maintenance robot. One was a doctor, and the third was the gardener in the biodome that held all the food for the humans. They were up in space for years, and finally the humans self-destructed and blew up the spaceship, except for the one biodome with the gardener robot. It was left drifting in space, presumably forever, tending his garden. Dee says, I love this movie, would like to see it again if anyone can remember what it was called. Well, I think you've probably reached out to the right place, Dee. We'll see if we get an answer for you. Karen and Hurst emailed us, anything at kera.org, and says, no amount, this is about the sourdough question, no amount of fermentation will break down or improve bread made with modern hybrid wheat, which was created in a lab 50 years ago. Use heirloom wheat like einkorn or karasen. See kamut.com, K-A-M-U-T.com, Karen says, for the explanations. Kamut is a registered trademark for karasen and must be grown organically. Let's see. She says organic wheat will avoid the Roundup sprayed on grains and legumes to dry them before harvest. So there is one lead on that. Joe says the Nazca Kitchen, N-A-Z-C-A, has, Joe says, delicious South American food, which includes a lot of fish and ceviche. So there's a lead for a seafood restaurant. Stephanie says, try Waters Restaurant in the West 7th area and Pacific Table in the University Park shopping area for seafood in Fort Worth. And Stephanie says for sushi making classes, they have them at Central Markets every couple of months. I know I don't think there's a Central Market in the southern, you know, down near Corsicana for our listener who's looking to learn to make sushi, but maybe, you know, if you find out when the schedule is, it might be worth a trip. And Eric emailed us, says, we have tons of tonneau cover vinyl that we would like to recycle or provide to people that need it. Does anyone know of a local vinyl recycler? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk to Zach and Caddo. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
You sound like you're doing much better this week.
I am feeling better this week. Thanks very much. This year, it's a 2 week thing. The 2 week joke.
Yeah.
So yeah.
The list of pins on those charger systems with the any different system, Apple did it correct. They assign a different function for each of those pins in those charger cables.
Uh-huh.
So like certain cables will only play the music. Certain cables will only charge or will do both. But they've limited how many will do which function in stereo decks as well.
Hmm.
And so in the older model stereo decks, they weren't nearly as universal as they are now with these pins and what the decks would allow the USB end to read, more or less. So with the older system, he may not be able to find any cord to work with that. To get the audio to play, because it's the 30-pin system, and
right,
they may not assign a pin to use all this, that, and the other with those.
Well, it sounds like that Bluetooth option might be a solution, because he can't be the only person who's run into this issue, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have one of those systems, and that's why I got rid of the iPod system and went to Android, but the Bluetooth is the way to go, because it's immediate, it's good, crisp sound quality. And you get everything you get out of a cord.
Great. Zach, thanks for calling.
Not a problem.
800-933-5372. Time for at least one more call before we go to a break. Let's talk to Paul next in Arlington. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you doing? I'll be feeling better.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
I've been sick all week. I have a weird question for you. As you can tell, I'm English. And every morning I make tea for my wife and I. And lately I've been putting fiber in my tea every morning. And it changes the note of the cup when I stir it.
Hmm.
So instead of it being a ringing tone,
the pitch,
China
right?
Cup,
yeah,
it becomes a dull thud. I presume it's because it thickens it. You know, you can't see it sticking it, and you can't taste it.
Right.
So it
doesn't actually look any different.
Nope.
But because so you're just wondering about the physics behind the change in the pitch of your spoon against the edge of the mug.
Yeah, isn't that a great question?
That's a good question, yeah. Yeah. All right, well, Paul, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Great, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Hope you feel better.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Robbie, who wants to know, how many volts of electricity does it take to restart the heart? And does it depend on the patient's weight or what? Does anybody know how many volts it takes? Dakota says on that Apple adapter, it sadly won't work if the car has an iPhone adapter. Until very recently, the Android phones didn't support audio over USB. And the listener has an older phone that doesn't support that. Android phones only work with audio over Bluetooth or the usual 3.5-millimeter auxiliary phone jack. If you wanted to try anyway, Dakota says, he could look for a 30-pin Apple connector to micro USB adapter and see if it works. But again, I think we might have figured this out because it might be the Bluetooth option. Hopefully that'll work for him. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. You're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Dor in Waxahachie. Hello, Dor.
How are you doing?
Hey, doing well.
I got the answer for you about the woman who was interested about the movie about the biodomes and the robots.
Yeah.
Silent Running. Came out in 1972, starred Bruce Dern. It's a classic science fiction film.
Very good. We also got emails from Lisa and from John, and from what Stephen Becker, our producer, says, about 30 or 40 other people. So thanks so much, Dor.
My pleasure. Right. Thanks, guys.
Up next, 800-933-5372, is Stephen in Dallas. Hello, Stephen.
Hey there, Jeff. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
So I'm a recent move back from Austin back to Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and I am looking for just an old-timey butcher. Central Market usually can do most of the orders, but there's just some stuff that they can't get their hands on.
What is it you're looking for specifically, just out of curiosity?
Usually stuff like duck legs, rabbit, stuff like that, but I can't really get it, you know, a normal grocery store.
All right, well, we'll see if we get a lead for you.
All right, thank you so much.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Robin in Fort Worth. Hello, Robin.
Hello, hi.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Yes, my question was, I'm a plantaholic.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I visit all the nurseries. I visit everyone you can think of within a 50-mile radius. So
right.
I was just wondering. There is like a place where, you know, like people who are interested in plants, trees, and garden, growing food, that sort of thing, could go, and they, you know, like the arboretums.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a specific day where they donate, you know, let's say, seed plants. Let's say if you wanted to, you know, like, you know, sometimes you can break off succulents.
Right.
Start them over, that sort of thing. So I'm just curious about that.
I think you're looking for two different things, maybe. You're looking for maybe a group that meets up and swaps plants and seeds and stuff like that. And then you're also wondering if, like, the Arboretum or the Botanical Research Institute, maybe in Fort Worth, you know, if they ever sort of divest certain plants or if they have extras, do they give them away, first come, first serve? Good questions, and I'm sure we'll get some answers for you.
Okay, great.
All right.
Great. 'Cause I do a lot of reading. And some of the plants, you know, like, I've been to all the nurseries, and I'm like, I never saw that plant. You know, there may be, you know, like a subject where I go into a book and I'm like, I'm looking for a specific plant. And I'm like, I cannot find that plant in any nursery.
All right,
so,
well,
I'm just interested.
We'll see if we get some answers for you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Shelley in Dallas. Hello, Shelley.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Glad to feel you're feeling better. I'm calling about the gentleman who was asking about banjo lessons.
Yeah.
There is a really fabulous musician whose name's Rocky. You're going to love the name. Rocky Gribble. That's G-R-I-B-B-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be the head of the Grapevine Opry, the guy who headed that all up.
Right.
And he's a fabulous. I've worked with him in the studio. I've done some producing and some music projects. And he both plays guitar and banjo. If he's looking for a really good teacher, he would be the guy to do. And he can find him at RockyGribble.com.
Great. Hey, Shelley, thanks for calling.
Not a problem. You have a great one. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372 is our telephone number, email address, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Got an email from Dennis. Dennis and Richardson wondering if there are any stores that sell inline skates and parts with a larger selection than the 3 to 5 items that sporting goods stores typically carry. Does anybody have a suggestion for Dennis on inline skates and parts with a large selection? Let's see. Mayan in Plano writes, I wrote a simple mobile game app called Tiny Canoe. It's just a fun little game, nothing serious. But are there any sites or companies that will review the app for free? Mayan says, I'm having the hardest time with this. In the past, there were free sites that would review an app, and that review would generate publicity for the app. Then you could get some downloads. And now I can only find sites that charge for reviews. Anybody got any leads for Mayan? We also got an email from Terry in Fort Worth who says, the book that made me fall in love with reading back in 1968 was called Mao King of Cats. I've Googled it, haven't made any progress in tracking down a copy. Has anyone else read the book or have an idea where to find a copy? And Brandy says you can find Kosher Barbecue at Adirette on Preston Road in Dallas, and also Meat Point on Campbell Road in Dallas. The first one's spelled A-D-E-R-E-T. Maybe I'm pronouncing that wrong. And David emailed us wondering if there are teachers in Dallas for the Brazilian cavaquinho. This is an instrument-like small guitar used in Brazilian music, especially samba, related to the ukulele but with steel strings, the cavaquinho from Brazil. David's wondering if there are teachers who teach it. And Hasib in Irving says, I'm looking for a couple of farms that would sell us a whole grass-fed cow. Hasib says it'd be nice if they had the slaughtering and processing on the farm itself so that we don't have to take it somewhere else to do it. Within an hour drive from Valley Ranch also would be helpful. So does anybody know where to find a whole grass-fed cow with slaughtering and processing on site? 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Let's talk next to Craig in Arlington. Hello, Craig.
Hello there.
Hey.
Hope you're enjoying the rain. Yes, I had a quick answer for that that BCG vaccine.
Yeah.
I actually do not know off the bat where that could be done, but I'll tell you why it's so difficult to get it. It is effective in preventing tuberculosis. However, in this country, TB is so rare, and the transmission rate is about 1 in 100, that very, very few people get it. If you get the vaccine, the problem with that is that thereafter, for the rest of your life, the simple PPD skin test for tuberculosis will always be positive. That means if you're ever screened for tuberculosis for any reason, you always have to have a chest x-ray instead of a simple skin test.
Right, because the skin test tests for antibodies.
Yeah,
right?
And you'll be generating antibodies.
And you'll have antibodies, from the vaccine.
Yeah. Now, if a person is going to be doing foreign travel in countries where it's endemic, then it is a good idea to get the vaccine. And you'd have to call the City County Health Department to see where that vaccine might be administered.
Well, Craig, thanks so much for explaining it. I appreciate that, and I'm sure our listeners do too. And thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Ralph in Dallas. Hello, Ralph.
Hello.
Hey there.
Is there a place in Dallas that would give instructions in the Apple programming language Xcode? I have never been able to find that. And in addition to that, they now have a new language called Swift, which is part of Xcode. And so if anybody knows about that, I sure wish they'd tell you, and I'll turn my radio back on so I get off the phone here.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for calling, Ralph. If we don't get an answer this week, then tune in next week and we might have something for you then.
Thank you. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Allison calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Allison.
Hi there.
Hey there.
I was wondering, I seem to remember a alternate ending to the movie Lady Hawk with Michelle Pfeiffer and Rutger Hauer, where Philippe steals the gem from his sword, but I can't seem to find it anywhere, and I never read the book. I only watched the movie.
Hmm.
I was wondering if anybody maybe had an answer to that.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get one for you.
You're
looking for a copy with it, or you're looking for confirmation that there was an alternate ending?
I'm just looking for confirmation more than anything else.
Okay. All right. Great, Allison. We'll see if we can get a confirmation for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk next, 800-933-5372, to Josh in Arlington. I'm sorry, in Fort Worth. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Hey, the guy that was looking for whole rabbits and duck legs, I know he said that he had tried Central Market. I used to work in the meat department at the Central Market in Fort Worth, and we would carry our special order, actually, rabbits and duck legs for anyone who asked, so he might want to ask.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Great. Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. I'm on Twitter as well, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. You can reach me there. Let's see. On the plants question, Karen in Hearst says the Heard Museum in McKinney has a plant sale in the spring, and they may sell plants at other times. So there's one lead on plant sale from the Heard Museum, H-E-A-R-D. Mike says a shock of 30 to 40 amps is optimal for both atrial and ventricular heart defibrillation. So that is the current required to restart or jumpstart the heart. However, the voltage required will vary depending on the type of defibrillator. But that has to do with the difference between what voltage is and what current is rather than a medical thing. So there's a formula for that. I'll have to look that one up. Used to know that one. Let's see. Kimberly and Allen says and by the way, thanks, Mike, for that email. Kimberly and Allen email us and says, for inline skate parts, try Hockey Giant at Preston and 121 in Plano. Kimberly says they have everything, and you can even buy individual wheels. So Kimberly recommends Hockey Giant at Preston and 121. Teresa in Fort Worth says Amazon has used copies of the Mao King of the Cats book for sale. And Teresa spelled it M-A-U. Our original emailer wasn't sure how to spell it. And Teresa says it's M-A-U, Mao King of the Cats. So there's a lead on Amazon. And let's see. Denise says, I was looking for whole ducks, and I found them plus duck parts and rabbit at Ranch 99 in Plano, on Spring Creek and the corner of Spring Creek and 75, the northwest corner. It's an Asian market, and they have whole ducks, duck parts, and rabbit. So there's a lead on that. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Scarlett calling from Denton. Hello, Scarlett.
Hi. I just had an answer about the inline skate park.
Yeah.
In Louisville off of Business 121 and 35. There's a place called Interskate, which is a roller rink. But in front, they have a very large skate supply shop. And they sell inline skates supplies also.
Very good.
So, cool.
Thanks very much. Let's see. Let's get an answer from Tim calling from Providence Village. Hello, Tim.
Hi. Hey there. I've got a lead on banjo lessons for that guy earlier.
Okay.
There is a guy in town. I don't know of any schools that do banjo lessons, but there's a guy in town named Milo Deering.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give out his obviously his phone number or anything over.
Yes, please don't. Please don't.
The phone, but he is on Facebook. He is a bluegrass multi instrumentalist in town, and if he doesn't teach, I know he would know somebody who does.
I'm sure he can. I'm sure you can find Milo Deering online. So.
Yes, yes. His last name is spelled D-E-E-R-I-N-G.
Very good. Hey, thanks so much.
Yep, no problem.
Let's see. We got an answer coming up here from Sarah in Arlington. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
The gentleman who was asking about a grass-fed cow, there's a farm near Mansfield called Hayes Farm.
Mm-hmm.
They would actually do cow, goat, and all that stuff. So.
Say the name of it one more time.
Hayes Farm.
Hayes Farm.
H-A-Y-S,
okay.
In Arlington. Or close to Mansfield, actually.
Mansfield. Okay. Sarah, thanks so much for calling.
Oh, sure. No problem. 800-933-5372.
Time for a couple more calls. Let's talk to Beth in Dallas. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
Hey there.
I am trying to teach myself German, mostly online and in books, and I was just wondering if there's any kind of like group and a meetup or something in the Dallas area that I could practice with. I have run across anybody so far.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. It'll probably be next week's show, but tune in next Friday at noon and we'll hopefully have one.
All right.
All right.
Thanks
for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye.
And from the inbox on the butcher, Catherine in Plano says, try Hirsch's Specialty Meats in Plano for unusual meats, rabbit, duck, etc. It's a family-owned spot run, she says, by Gary Hirsch, who's been a butcher for probably longer than he'd like to admit. Central Market is great also, she says, but recommends Hirsch's Specialty Meats. And Tom and Coppell says in downtown McKinney, there's a butcher called Local Yokel, and they sell whole and half-butchered organic raised cows. They may also have some game meat, he says, but I'm sure they would know who to contact if they don't. So that's also a lead. The Local Yokel in McKinney is also a lead for that cow that one of our listeners wants. All cut up, I assume. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Sometimes even a few things you didn't want to know, maybe. Produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Gus Contreras answered phones today, and Christine McConnell produces the podcast. You can find that at kera.org/anything. Just click on the podcast link at the top of the page to subscribe, or click and listen, or download individual episodes, whatever your heart desires. And of course, you can reach us at anything@kera.org. You can reach me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening and writing and for calling in today, and have a fantastic and safe holiday weekend. We'll see you next week.